Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions, it is merely the fazl of Allah, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in whatever condition wise, we are not fit to come into the house of Allah ta'ala. In other words, there a person may come to the masjid, if he knows this much that he came to make ziyarat of Allah ta'ala, then how pure he has to be. How pure he has to be, how clean he has to be. It's obvious that you know your clothing is close, very clean, your body is very clean. Those are outside of the body, but the inside of the body is supposed to be most clean. The inside of the body has to be very clean. In other words, all the bad qualities which one should not have in him, hate, pride, all those qualities which Allah does not want us to have in us, we are not supposed to have any of those qualities in us. Not one bit of quality of that kind should be in our body at that time when you enter the masjid. So that we bring that in us, those qualities of course, sifat Allah. In other words, get the quality of Allah in you. And the quality of Allah in you is to become the color of Allah in you. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. Which other color could be more better than the color of Allah? In other words, what's the meaning of that? That we should not have the slightest, but the heart must be so clean, clean, clean to that extent, pure, that you do not have any kind of animosity of any kind to any, with anyone. You do not have any kind of hate in your heart for anyone. You know the kind of pride you don't have in your heart. Nothing of that sort, because sifat Allah means Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, rahim. The color is to bring that quality in you, and the quality of akhlaq-e-hamida. Akhlaq-e-hamida. Akhlaq-e-hamida, what it means? Shukr. Shukr. Any condition Allah Ta'ala keeps you in shukr. Not to say with your tongue shukr. Your way of life shows how kind you and how thankful to Allah Ta'ala is. Grateful. Likewise, you got sabr coming. Every condition, every moment a person to have sabr in him. These two qualities are supposed to be 24 hours in us. Because we are faced with different conditions during the day in our lives. Until unless you don't have control of these two conditions, sabr and shukr, you will not be able to be successful. Man cannot be in one condition all the time. He cannot expect a lot of things according to what he wants to expect, but Allah Ta'ala expects something else for him. So when those things which is not according to his expectation, how do he accept that? In other words, accept in the manner that it is made sabr that is best for me. He has to have in his heart that is best for me, that is what I did not want, but Allah Ta'ala wanted to. So if you have that condition in you, then when the time when you go into any condition of that kind, which is against your expectations, against what you desire for, then automatically the condition of sabr comes into you so strong, because you know that is what he wants me to do. He wants me in that condition, I must accept it. These are the things that one is supposed to have in the when you make shukr of. Shukr is this much that a person will make shukr in every condition. Today people come to say, you know, I'm reading namaz. One person says to me, you know, yesterday I had a wonderful condition in my namaz. The next day he's telling me I'm feeling down and down. I want to kill myself. I said, what kind of person you are? You're a person of kind of desires only, your own desire you want. You must be paid as yesterday you were very high. Today Allah Ta'ala put it low. Your condition totally low now today. Will it be the same condition with me, relationship with me the same? Or your relationship is something else? That time when I put you so high, you were so high with me, you were so happy with me. But that moment I took that condition away from you, because remember, you did not bring the condition, Allah Ta'ala bring the. Allah Ta'ala want to see now that I gave you the high condition. At that time you were so high that you were so like on the air. There's no one like me. You enjoyed every bit of your ibadat, whatever it so be. But the time when the next day it came, that condition was gone completely out of your life. And then now you become like this, that is, you become, you know, called nimak haram. That I gave you this condition now to see whether in this condition you still remain with me or not. Whether you'll be still happy with me or not. In other words, how can you think like this, that now I need that condition? That means you not follow Allah Ta'ala, you follow the conditions. So we are of that kind today. We're not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're following our conditions. When we enjoy doing something, we do it. We don't enjoy, we don't do it. In other words, we are supposed to be in this condition that you must become a true slave. True? Slave is a person who does not ask for anything. He is happy with whatever condition Allah keeps him in. Like when the person goes to the king and the king tell him, asked him, where are you going to sleep? He said, wherever you tell me to sleep. What are you going to eat? Whatever food you give me. Where are you going to sleep? What work? He said, whatever work you give me. A servant is of this kind. He has no desire of any kind. It's only the master's desire is my desire. Master's desire is my desire. He wants to put you in that condition, that kind, that so high he puts you, and that time you see you being there. When he puts you down to the ground, at that time you still say, Ya Allah, you're me. There's no difference between you and me. I'm still the same. I remain the same. So this Mahazrat was saying that when you come to the masjid, your heart must be completely in the color of Allah, sifat Allah. Color of Allah means akhlaq hamida. Every good akhlaq that one's supposed to have in him, the good qualities, it must be instilled in his heart all the time. Because that heart only enters, Allah enters that heart which is completely pure. If that heart is not pure, Allah will not enter in the heart. So how important it is when you come to the masjid, not only because masjid, when it's because the masjid you enter, bring that quality into you, that the heart is so clean, you have no animosity, no kind of grievance with anyone, no kind of hate for anyone. Your heart is so pure to that extent that when you leave the masjid, that heart will be the same. Heart must be the same. It must be the same. In other words, there's no such thing as enemies. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be good with those people who are bad to you, and to be good to that people who are good to you, is a favor to a favor. You did me a favor, I'm doing another favor to you. But the person is bad to you, he caused harm to you, and to be good to him, that is called kamal. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have to instill in us, because we do not understand. Most of the time, breaking family ties is one of the biggest sins we do not understand. If you understand, you realize, you begin to think what a big sin it is to break family ties. Family ties today is something that's forgotten. No one is concerned about it at all, because they don't know what is the sin of that thing. They find to be fooled. Otherwise, in front of the others, you see, you make sure that you are good with the friends. You make sure that you're good with everyone. You make sure that you're good with everyone. You make sure this month that those people who cause harm to you, you make sure that Allah is there with them. That says that the person who has good relationship with those close families, relatives, Allah is with them. Allah Ta'ala is with them. Who have good qualities and have good relationship with the families, Allah Ta'ala is with them. And the time those people who have got quarrels with them, fighting one another, not talking to each other, Allah Ta'ala is not with them at all. Even if they're making namaz also, they're keeping fast also, whatever they do. But there's no such thing as this much.
Hyundai. ND57460. Please move your car.
And talk about, you know, not to give taklif to one. We can say it all the time. This is also called taklif to someone. Park your car in a way that did not cause harm to anyone, inconvenience. If you came late, read the namaz and go and remove your car, which we could not show important at all. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, oh ummat, tell your ummat this much, that if they want increase in their sustenance, then they must have good qualities of having good relationship with family ties. We don't understand, sometimes we feel that we read namaz, everything, yet Allah ta'ala is not giving us what we want to book. Yet Allah ta'ala is not accepting our dua to, merely because of this one thing, to break family ties and good relationship. That is the most difficult thing to do. Family ties? So Allah ta'ala told him, that's why a person may be a sinner, which is not good. But if he is still with that condition, he is good and kind to the families, close relatives, they not break family ties. Allah ta'ala gives him barakat. Because of that. It's because although he is a sinner, that's between him and Allah ta'ala. I'm not saying he must commit sin. Just to show you how important it is to have family ties and relationship with families or close families, that through the barakat of that, Allah ta'ala is giving barakat also. So one is a sin that is committing something else, and one is what Allah ta'ala wants you to do, and you are doing it. And this act is something which is difficult to do, but as I mentioned earlier, it's no more your desire. Your desire, you don't want to talk to your father. Your desire, you don't want to talk to your brother. But Allah's desire is, he that do not break family ties, I must talk to every one of them. So become close to every one of them, relatives and the rest of it. Then you find this much. But the very important thing is, sadaqah is when you assist those people who break family ties. Sometimes you're surprised a person gets more sadaqah, giving sadaqah, merely just because of those people who are against you, you're giving them that. The reward is more greater. Because you're giving your friends, you're giving those people, that is very easy. But that person who's your family, but your biggest enemy, causing harm to you, but yet you know that person needy, you say, let me give him. Now that means you're giving that time. You're not giving for your own. Now you give Allah Ta'ala's sake. Because you don't want to give him. Because no, I will show him a point. He did this to me, he did that to me. Now you're going to make sure you're not going to accept that. And you say, I'm going to give this person. No matter what happens. So what are you doing now? You're doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The reward is very great. We do not understand those things. So that's why it's important at all times that one should bear in mind to be good family ties. If they are not good to us, we must be good to them. Nabi Karim went to that extent to say, if they leave you, you must not leave them. They leave you, but you must not leave them. You must go and make salam to them. They don't make salam to you, but you made the haq adah. You made sure, Ya Allah, I went. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I mentioned some time ago too, he should go to on each day to meet his family. They shouldn't speak one word to him. But he made sure, someone told him, why are you going and sitting down? They do not come to see you too. He said, I'm making my haqadah. Allah Ta'ala knows that I am going to see them. So we must not worry what they are thinking. We must worry what Allah is thinking. For Allah Ta'ala's sake, we must do that. We must go and meet that person. I'm not saying go and sit down with him, have meals with him. Whenever you meet him, talk good about him, make salam to him. They can talk bad about you, but you must talk good about you. And always make some excuses. If someone can, you know, that person, you must say, he's not like that. He's not like that. You know, Hajim Dadana Rahmatullah Alayhi. One person came into Hazrat, that person, you're a kafir. He said, he's better than you. He said, behind me, you say in front of me. How nice, he said. You say in front of me, he's better than you, he's saying behind me. So what are we learning from the teachings of our Buzugan at the end to? The people can talk bad about us, but how do we respond? You must say, no, you're telling a lie. What did it cost you to think good of a person? By having that quality in us, then we don't think bad of anyone. These are things which we don't take importance of, which is very important. You're reading namaz, everything. They say that's why you're reading namaz, you're doing everything. But this thing of this quality, they say that, you know, your ibadat, the ibadat sometimes is not Allah accepted by Allah Ta'ala because of this one action. So you're doing so much of good deeds, but because of keeping away from family ties, breaking family ties and all the rest of it, your ibadat is also threatened. So Allah Ta'ala must save us from that. Very important that. So that is one point I was talking about, is family ties. To be good with them. And always must try to think good. If you have the quality, someone say, he spoke about you like this. No, he did not say that. What you do with that? You're telling him, you make him to keep quiet also. You try to, these are qualities, but Buzuganetin. No, he was not like that. He was not like that. Always think good of the person. Allah Ta'ala will not think, question you think good of a person. Allah Ta'ala will question you think bad of a person. From your side, you must always be trying to shield a person. What it costs to shield a person? You shield a person, Allah shield you there. So that is one. Another one that is very, very sad today is with all the good deeds and action we are doing is respect to parents. Sad to say that respect to parents is very, very bad. They do not understand that respect of parents is the most highest. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْمُدْ أَنَّهُ وَمِنْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After Allah Ta'ala worshiping Allah Ta'ala, the oneness of Allah, Allah does not say namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, don't keep fast. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to them. Be kind to them, be good to them. You do not even know to even to look at a mother's face. You like kissing Hajj Aswad. And then you know that person, if you look at mother's face, rahmat all the time. So all the time you're getting sawab. Every moment, which person today look at a mother with that condition? Tell me, what is happening in our families today? How we are treating our mothers and parents? I don't have to tell you that. We have to know where you have to draw the line. How to be good to them, kind to them. You forgot you when you were a small child what did not do for you. Today you're in that position Allah Ta'ala gave you the best is whose dua is it in. Remember one thing, at nights upon nights the mother should carry you. She was sacrificing her life and everything for you. And yet in this position that Allah gave you everything today, you forgot her. Yet it was she that made dua for you. You know. That person carrying his mother and walking and making tawaf. When he's making tawaf, he says, ask, what are you making tawaf? He says, no, I'm going to fulfill the rights of my mother. He says, the kick that she made in the stomach and you are there in her stomach, you cannot fulfill that right too. He said, ah. So what is the meaning of that? Parents is something, you know. They say if a father, the parents, if a father is a slave of someone, it's a duty of the son to buy the free the father. And there's nothing more greater than the parents, there's nothing to say. And also this much, they say that when a father, when you make dua for them, when you give dua for them, Allah Ta'ala gives reward, the same reward you give the father, give reward to you too. When you send reward to your parents, Allah makes sure he gives you the same reward also. To show us the importance of parents. So we must overlook the shortcomings, you saw. All the shortcomings. Today, whatever you are in this condition, because of the du'as. Because of the du'as. You will never forget when a mother dies, passes away, father passes away. You don't know then the du'as, the doors are closed. Then you come to realize how important they were. So when you're doing the road to suluk, these all are very important facts. Very important. You may be doing good ibadat and the rest of it, but you fail to realize that this is so important that how is your relationship with the mother? Many people today do not even talk to mothers too. They all cut all sorts of. Allah Ta'ala also cuts him also. You do not understand. That person who cuts both the parents or relationship, Allah Ta'ala also do not put him in the obedient ones. Obedient one is that person who follows Allah's command. So this is what also. I know, but yet the mother love, the love of the mother is so strong. The love of the mother is so great. Then you know one day the Sahabi is making love to his child, and the child the Sahabi told him, look at the person, mother is making so much of love. He said, that's a love given by Allah Ta'ala. If that's a love for the mother so much, then the one who gave the love, what kind of love he gives you? How much love Allah gives us? If you don't realize how Allah Ta'ala love, Allah Ta'ala gives us so much of love. If he did not love us, he would not have given us all kinds of things. We commit sins, we go against Allah Ta'ala. Did Allah Ta'ala close our rosy? Did Allah Ta'ala put any kind of sickness on us? Did you make dua for Allah Ta'ala? We did so much of wrongs, yet you did not put it in difficulty at all. This is what is wanted when going to road to Suluk. Bring that condition in you, that your heart must be so clean, clean, clean. My husband says, Sibghat Allah, Akhlaq-e-Razila, or Akhlaq-e-Razila ko bilkul paak kar do dil se. As I say, these words, paak, everything will be out of your heart. And the only way you can come to know when someone talks bad about someone to you, say, no, he's not like that. He's not like that. So this it is. So one side, the rights of the parents is so important. So important at all times. That does not mean you don't show rights to the wife. Everything is balanced. Everything is balanced. But this to show you how important the parents are, which you have to love to make sure that they pass it in them. Rasulullah said also this method. Musa alayhi salam was told the same thing too. My ummat, that make sure they good to the parents. Likewise, when a child comes into life, a child's correlation. Don't think you don't give a child anything but everything and the wrong things. The child will go against you. Allah Almighty Father. Remember, these children are amanat. You must not think that you just come, your child comes in this world, you can do whatever you want to the child. The child is an amanat. And remember, Allah will question you. That I've given you this child, you've made dua for this child, I gave you this dua, that's a child. And now I want you to know, how did I give you and how did you give it back to me? Allah will question you. When you come to the age of 6, what you must do? The age of 7, what you must do? Age of 9, you must change, separate them from base to. Everything from the age of 6, from the time, the tender age your child must be brought to that condition, that you bring your child up in that condition, that the child must be born of that kind, pure. Mahazar to say, you know this child is Lohi Mehfuz. What's Lohi Mehfuz? It's a pull of Allah. Every child is born pure, pure, pure. Wool, you know wool? Pure, pure, pure. Now you expect the child to be pure, pure. How do you want to keep the child pure now? It's how you behave. And that from the young age, whatever wrong you're going to do, the child will record. It's going to record. You're thinking the child will not know anything because they're completely so pure they can actually picture everything what's happening. If you and husband and wife are fighting all the time, the child is also looking at the same thing. They're watching everything, but they don't know they're why. As the Thani Rahman says, as the time goes by, when the child grows big, then the child rewinds. The rewinds and you see all the colors coming out. That's why they say your husband and wife, how they must behave in front of a child. Is how you bring your child up. Do not blame others. If you are pious, the child becomes pious. If you are not pious, the child. Today is like this, that you can give a child. You know, people today do not understand that the child of yours can take to Jahannam too. You think that Allah Almighty Father. We need children that will take us to Jannat. We haven't got anything by us, but these children can take us to Jannat. That they say when a person passes away, all his actions are closed. But 3 things will help him. One of them, the pious child. That pious child you did not give any show to. The same child will take you to Jannat. The same child will protect you from them. One father was actually getting punished in a qabr. By getting punished in the time when that one person passes by, and at that time he sees that this person getting punished in jannah. Next time when he goes by, he sees that person getting no jannah in jannah. So what was it? He said that child went to the madrasa, and he said, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim Ustad, Allah Ta'ala forgive this person. What must I tell you? You don't even understand this. We only come to know when you leave this world that is. So our hearts must be clean. Hearts must be clean. Always clean with everyone. And the only way you can make your heart clean is always be remembered Allah Ta'ala. Remember Allah Ta'ala, Zikrullah. Zikrullah. It shines inside. It must shine inside. It's fair sad to say we do not even treat our children nicely too. Allah Ta'ala gave you wealth. Do you know something, the best sadaqah? And the highest sadaqah is to spend on your family. You can spend anywhere else, but the highest sadaqah is the highest reward, is you have to spend on your family. That's your family. And today you find people, they spend on others, they don't spend on family. They mice. Allahu Akbar. You know, it's mice to that extent they got everything, but the children look like, at what mother said. They don't feel happy to be at home. So these are things you have to show, teach the children of akhlaq. Spend on them, Allah gave you. I do not say become extravagant. I never said be extravagant. I say spend to them. Openly must spend. Open the heart open. Ya Allah, my child is doing so well. Give them, and must be akhlaq must be. Today they have to find that they become worse than the miyajis, man. The miyajis should hit before they should break bones. Now the children, parents are breaking the bones of the children today. So what's the reason for that? They're not animals. They are, Allah gave you the rahmat that is. So we don't understand, we read namaz, we do everything. But these things which you supposed to have in us, not having that. Shafqat. Shafqat, muhabbat. My husband was too much on this. Shafqat or muhabbat. Keep these majlis in front of us. All the time. You're going to masjid too. I'm going to make ziyarat Allah Ta'ala. Is my heart clean or not? Is my heart clean or not? You must ask yourself. Ask yourself. Is my heart clean? Is my heart clean? If not clean, what are you going there for? But yet Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, through my grace you can still enter. Don't think I'm not going to go mosque now. Just to tell you, try to keep your heart as clean as possible. Who are you meeting to? And when you come to the masjid to think you're meeting Allah Ta'ala, you don't talk to anyone else to. You fright this month that if I come to the masjid, I'd rather take the Quran and talk to him. Because Allah Ta'ala says that person who reads Quran Sharif is most closest to me. When you read Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is listening to you. He's attending towards you. You do not know how Allah Ta'ala is attending to you all the time. If only you know that you'll open the Quran whole day. So this kind of intention must have in us and keep our hearts clean. And more is our akhlaq must come right. Akhlaq, the razila must be completely up. Kasifa, napak, pak, all those napak things must come out. Then akhlaq, hamida must come in. And then Hazrat says, Sifat Allah, bring the rung of Allah in us, the kalb Allah. Like what? To forgive. To have sabr in you, to make shukr in you, have those things in our lives. Then that will become more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala amulkan tawfiqa dhimi. Wa akhir da'wa hamna. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husnika. Allahumma asina aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa jinnah min khizid dunya wa adabil qabli wa adabil. Fatiru al-samawati wa anta waliyi fi dunya wa al-akhir. Tawaffani muslima wa al-hiqni bis salihin. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك يا رب.